It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, we do. Let's get into this. Conor McGregor has said two words he never, ever likes to say, and those are, I'm sorry.
In reality, it doesn't matter what happened there. I was in the wrong. That man deserved to enjoy his time.
Yes, he says he is in the wrong for sucker punching the dude in the head. He did that at a pub in Ireland. No, he's most people's fave UFC fighter. Let's go there.
Wasn't he like an old guy too, like a grandpa?
Yeah, he rejected his liquor that Conor was offering, and Conor got upset. He said that he has made amends with the man. An Ireland cop said they're still investigating the attack. They could still bring criminal charges, but now Conor apologizing, saying he should have just left the guy alone. He was enjoying his time. What he did was wrong.
Well, I'm glad he admitted he was wrong.
Yeah, he did. That's a big man right there. Well, Ballers is set to end after season 5. The Rock just made this announcement.
Anyway, the cool news rolls on because this Sunday, as many of you know, will be our fifth season of Ballers, Sunday night only on HBO. And the cool news is this season of Ballers will be our final and very last season of the show.
I had to, Mackenzie, sneak onto somebody's HBO Go login because I'm too cheap to buy anything.
Did you check it out? How is Ballers? People rave about it.
I really enjoy it. I think it's really good, and not just because I'm a dude. I don't know. Like, live the web, girl. You are definitely a sports person. Have you ever watched Ballers on HBO?
I haven't, and I've had so many people recommend it to me because they basically said it's Entourage but sports.
Yeah.
And that sounds like an absolute dream. I need to start watching it.
I would recommend it, but I'm glad because it's been like, what, 5 seasons?
Yeah. It explores the world of pro football through a group of past and present players. And I hate that he's like, oh, and the good news is it's coming to an end.
But at least maybe they'll have a solid ending, though.
Yes.
I hate when you're like, you finally watch something like live, you don't binge it, and you're like, what, it's done?
Yeah.
After 2 seasons?
I know. That's like Big Little Lies. I never want to end, and then it ends, but it leaves us wanting more. So that is coming to an end. Well, wedding bells for the Biebs, Justin and Haley. Now, they're already married. They got married in a private ceremony, but they're going to do it again in South Carolina. Rumor is next month in September here. Sources are saying the save the dates were just sent out and say, we are honored to have you on our special day.
I'm not going to lie. I actually cried actual tears when it was announced that him and Hailey Bieber got married. I was so upset all day. I was in a bad mood. So I'm interested to see if I'll cry just as hard or harder when they actually have a wedding ceremony.
I'm excited. I think they're so darling together. I think they're such a beautiful couple. They've been spotted all over South Carolina, spending lots of time checking out venues, and they're just going to do the big reception later, which has become more of a trend because people have a hard time getting off work for like honeymoons. They'll get married and then do the big party later. So our invitations, we're still waiting. Maybe they will come.
They'll get it.
Yes. And John Travolta, he has this new movie, Fanatic, coming out. He is talking about how he has had actual fans of his break into his home.
I've had a couple that crossed the line, but the good news is that they were not ill-intended. You're surprised if you find someone in your closet.
Yeah, sometimes. Last time I found Joe in my closet, I was shocked.
I'll tell you what, though. I found something that looked pretty good.
Get out of my closet. Take off my stilettos.
I don't want to. All right. Mackenzie with the garbage. Thank you so much.